Leah Jones is the director of Farm Fair International that's coming up in the first full week of November in Edmonton, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Leah, thank you very much for joining us. Just a little bit of an icebreaker. How are things heading into November and heading into Farm Fair?
Things look extraordinary. Our numbers are really, really high this year compared to last year. The interest has been phenomenal. Even though our early bird entries closed first, we're still receiving calls, people wanting to enter. So we're really, really excited. It looks like our numbers are going to exceed the 1,350 entry mark, which is a huge increase over last year. And the number of head that we're going to have on park looks like we're going to have more than 74% increase. So things are looking exceptional.
I'm guessing, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Leah, I'm guessing it's because we're getting out of the COVID stage, I guess, so which is why Farm Fair International numbers are up.
That has a little bit to do with it, obviously. Last year we had a farm fair. It was the first after the hiatus with the COVID. We had a really strong showing last year. We were the only cattle show that actually saw an increase in numbers pre-pandemic. So we're really excited to build off of some pretty solid numbers last year. Of course, with the numbers comes challenge in terms of fitting everybody into our halls. But we're going to have a really strong show. It's going to be comfortable. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement. And the energy that I'm hearing right now from exhibitors that are calling and just kind of the word in the industry is, as long as Mother Nature cooperates with us, we're going to have a really great show.
Yes, fingers crossed Mother Nature works with us, I guess, for that time. What will be featured at this year's fair?
So on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there will be 12 purebred breeds that will go through their breed show competition. So you'll see the very best animals from not only across Canada, but we actually have some folks coming up from Texas to compete.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the Saturday is kind of dedicated to our juniors. So we have a really large junior show this year. We also have our Penn Bull Show. So for the commercial bull buyers that are interested in starting to look for their bulls for next year, they'll have a wonderful opportunity on that Saturday. We also round out the show on Saturday with our Supreme Show, which is world-renowned. It is a tremendous show of the best of the best. It starts at 4 o'clock. It'll go for 2 hours. There's a light show, there's music, and there's some really large checks that will be awarded at the very end. And then new this year is after that wraps up, we're actually hosting a country concert here at the facility. Yeah, we have Sawyer Brown and Lone Star coming.
Oh, nice.
Doc Walker and George Canyon, and
wow,
it is selling like hotcakes. So we're really excited.
Yeah, those are some pretty big acts, that's for sure. And I've seen a few of them in concert, and they're really, really good. Leah, you mentioned the juniors being involved. How important is it for the juniors to get involved, especially in a big show like this?
It's absolutely critical because the juniors are not only the next generation of our show, they're going to be the future ag leaders here in this province and across Canada. So one of the important things that we're doing here at Farm Fair International is we're paying attention to our juniors. We are building the program. We're trying to make it easier for them to show. Obviously, a lot of them go to school, so we're allowing them to come in a little bit later with their cattle. And talking about the concert and the importance of juniors, the concert is actually donating back to the junior show $2 for every ticket that's sold.
Oh.
So our concert's also dedicated to our juniors.
It sounds like it. That's for sure. That's great. As far as even with the juniors and even with the adults as well, how important is it to network in a setting like this?
Well, networking is really one of the things we do really, really well here at the show. It's one of the only opportunities where folks from the agriculture industry can gather here in the city and kind of connect with our urban partners. It's really, really important in terms of the juniors connecting with other like organizations. So for the first time this year, we have a partnership with CAREERS, the Next Generation, as well as 4-H Alberta. and we are bringing kind of like an employer youth trade show to the facility here on the Saturday, so that we can introduce young people to future employers and start building that connection. And then finally, around talking about connections, we host some events here that bring not only local folks in, but international guests. So we'll have a strong contingency of international folks from six different countries coming in to look at the cattle. And of course, we have sponsors that sponsor our show, because this is the group of folks that are important to their business. So we have a really strong showing of sponsors this year.
Absolutely. It also sounds like there is going to be quite a bit of participation, especially from rural and remote Alberta, specifically, I guess, up here in the Peace Country. I'm sure they make the trek all the way to Edmonton to gather in the information and take in the show, that's for sure. How important is it to have that rural and remote participation, especially when it comes to something like networking?
Yeah, we truly appreciate the support we get from Northern Alberta and the Peace Country. They do make that trek to come to Edmonton to find out what's going on in the agriculture industry, and specifically with cattle, during our show. So we really, really appreciate them. One of the things that we host here during Farm Fair is the BMO Farm Family Awards. And we have 15 families coming this year. It's kind of a private event where we recognize rural farm families that live the farm values. They live rural values. They do really well on their farm operations, and they're huge rural community service providers or volunteers. And we always get a lot of families nominated from the Peace Country. So we're looking forward to hosting the folks from the Peace at the Farm Family, giving them some kind hospitality, giving them some awards, and we're just really happy that they make the trek into town here.
Farm Fair happens from November the 9th to the 12th, if I'm not mistaken here. Is everybody looking forward to it? And specifically, I guess, all the organizers and volunteers that go with it, is everybody ready?
We're ready, yeah. People are excited. I know last year, because it was one of the first events that we could here at Expo after the pandemic, there was a lot of excitement and energy, and people felt really good being able to gather again. So we're ready. We're excited to invite anybody that wants to come and check out agriculture and livestock here at Expo. And I know that they're going to have a really good time here.
Leah Jones is a director with Farm Fair International. It's happening in the first full week of November in Edmonton. Leah, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.